Thank you. We're the Tongue Family Band, and we started out with a little trio of tunes there with a hornpipe called Off to California, followed by another one called the Morpeth Rant. A rant is a type of dance that is sort of the traditional dance of Northumbria, which is a county right on the border between Scotland and England, and so that's what the Morpeth Rant is about. And we closed with a little reel there. We brought our dancers up to the front for you, called Drowsy Maggie, just to wake you up a little bit as we go along through the evening. We will continue now with a little set of with a jig called Smash the Window, something that makes every operations person kind of scared around Holden, the idea of damaging the beautiful old building. So don't take this to heart. Smash the Window, followed by King of the Fairies, and we'll close with another reel called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Have Emma switch over here to a drum. Not her drum, she reminds me. We left her drum back in Michigan, and I will never hear the end of that. So
we'll one more thing to try to carry on the playing, you know.
Thank you.
this, are we trying to get back to our Irish roots or something? And actually, we don't have a drop of Irish blood in us. A little bit of Scottish. We were, about 3 years ago, actually just prior to our last visit to Holden, we were kind of looking for a type of music to play together as a family. And mostly my background is jazz and classical, and I just didn't think that would work out too well. And Amy and I went to see a band, an Irish band called Lunasa, and I had never really listened, quite honestly, to a lot of Celtic music, but we listened, we heard them, and we came home, and we said, that sounds like a lot of fun to do together as a family, and it's been, it has been just that. So we're going to continue now with a tune that I know will make some of the Scandinavians here that tend to come to Holden cringe a little, because it's about a defeat of a Scandinavian army, actually the Vikings to be specific, but this is Ireland's great defeat of the Vikings. It took place in Eastern Ireland in the area called Fingal, and this battle took place on Good Friday back around 1014, and the while the Irish were successful in driving the Vikings off of their land back to the sea, it was with a little bit of sadness that they marched back from that battle, because they had lost their king, King Brian, who had lost his life in that battle. So this song called Return from Fingal gives a little bit of the flavor of that epic plunder history. Supernatural battle that took place between some fairies on each of those competing hills there. And we'll do this little waltz for you, and we'll follow it up with a tune that actually a friend of ours from Holden, Jeff Kirsten Grip, performed with his band out of Portland. And we heard a recording of it and just fell in love with it, called Sand Point. tune by the fiddler Rodney Miller. She Begs You More, followed by Sandpoint.
Thank you.
girls came to me about a year ago and said, "Dad, we should start dancing. Let's do some Irish dancing." We're like, dancing? You know, we're musicians. We don't dance. We just play. We're poor dancers, but you know. And so that dismissed it until about a couple weeks later, Amy and I were at a pub, and we saw an Irish band playing, and everybody was kind of, you know, half listening to them, and then suddenly the fiddler put his fiddle down and started dancing, and the place just dropped quiet. Everybody stood up and watched and went nuts, you know, at the end. I came home and said, "I got a great idea. We should add dancing." But not me, you know. So we really appreciate our dancers because they've had a lot of fun learning the dances. So we're going to go on with another jig called the bridle, and we're going to go into a slide called Anshoda. Tonight and did it, sang a version of Magnificat, Mary song. The new ELW has a version as well, based on the Star of the County Down folk song. And Emma is going to sing that for you now. I will join with her, and we'll follow that. Go right into a G.
Bye.
have been dancing in what we call soft shoes. They're a traditional Irish dance shoe, and they kind of lace up a certain way. And when we started to learn to dance, there's three dances that you have to progress to learn until you can graduate to what are called hard shoes. And they're changing their shoes now from soft shoes to the hard shoes. The hard shoes have a hard portion under the toe and the heel, and it makes a little more noise. So we have one piece that we're going to do later on that uses the hard shoes.
Segue into a reel. Waltz is called Just Themes Waltz, and Emma just reminded me we should invite you all to feel free to dance during the waltz if you like.
Plenty of floor space.
Plenty of space up front here, and we'll kick this off.
Thank you.
two more sets for you. First one is a couple of reels. The first one is called Farewell Whiskey, or Farewell to whatever it is you gave up when you came to Holden, Greasy Burgers. I've heard some folks went to Stehekin today to get a Greasy Burger.
We call this tune Farewell to Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, yeah. And we'll finish with Staten Island, another reel. All right, you want to start with some potatoes there? Slip jig called the butterfly. The slip jig, they say, is the closest thing the Irish ever came up to ballet, they ever came up with. But it has just kind of a lilt to it that you'll hear in the music. But before that, we'll do a kind of a little high energy jig called the Ten Penny. And I think our hard-soled shoe dancer will be back for making a little noise here in the little center.